This is the Doom, the Doom Machine.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you. Welcome to the Dean Show. A wonderful episode today. Eid Mubarak, we're reaching the end of Ramadan. Happy Eid to everybody all over the globe. We have some other brothers coming up who are also going to wish you a happy Eid. You're going to see some martial arts in this show. We got a great episode for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean, the Dean Show. This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Happy Eid to everybody all over the globe. We got Brother James. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. I want to wish everybody an Eid Mubarak.
That's right, all over the globe. Now, you've got to experience, I mean, you accept Islam. We've had you on the program before several years back. Mm-hmm. You're also a black belt in Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with Team Rezovic. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you
That's
were correct. Fasting this month.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the fast. How was it this year?
The fast for me this year was, it was good. It actually made me feel better. I feel more cleansed. I feel refreshed. And, you know, people look at it like a month is a long time. It's really not a long time. It goes by so fast. And like you see, we're at the Eid so fast.
So fast, right?
Yeah.
So you've reaped the benefits?
Definitely. I feel a lot better, lighter, healthier. It's helped a lot.
For the people that didn't get to experience, if God Almighty gives us life, there's only one God, and He's the one who decides when we leave this world. Right. So tell us, for the people that didn't, we know Islam is based on five pillars. One is that you agree that there's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator of the heavens and earth, and Muhammad is the last and final messenger. Worship the Creator, not His creation. Establish the prayer five times a day.
Right.
And the zakat. And then what we did this month, the fasting, the fast. So many people are coming to this way of life. Mm-hmm. But some now are procrastinating on doing some of these pillars. So for the people who didn't get a chance to fast this year, if they make the right intention now, because they're missing out, what would you tell them? Some words of encouragement to prepare, you know, for next year, because it's right around the corner.
Yeah, my only advice would be to start as soon as you can. Don't be afraid to start. Don't be afraid to do it. And it actually helps you. I think most people, they're hesitant to do it because of their own fears or reserves. But it's prescribed for you because it's better for you, because it's good for you. So I advise people to do it. When you can, as soon as Ramadan comes around, do it. It doesn't matter what's going on, just do it.
We're in Ramadan now, but I'm saying the next Ramadan, inshallah, God wins around the corner, because the last one, you see how time is just flying.
Yeah, some people, they can prepare themselves mentally and physically months ahead of time by just fasting one day here and there, you know, maybe just fast part of the day. So by the time Ramadan comes around again, you get acquainted and accustomed to fasting, so it won't be as hard.
You're also a black belt in Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about this. How long you've been training? You got your black belt now?
Yes, I do. And I've been training for quite a bit now, about 9-10 years here. It feels good. It's an accomplishment. A lot of years of training, but I'm more looking forward to the years to come, inshallah. The years of training to come and the things that I will learn. So that I'm looking more forward to that.
Some people think that being religious, or I don't even like to use the word religious, being spiritual, you know, really having a fine balance in life where, okay, you're not like locked in a room all day just praying, but you take a time out to thank your Creator because He's the one that gave you the ability that you have to see, to touch, to feel, you know, all the wonderful things. So you take a time out and you make the prayer five times a day. But also, I mean, you're doing fun stuff. You're involved in sports. So is this a misconception that people have?
It's a big misconception, I think, mainly just because most people don't understand maybe the religion that they practice or things like that. It's a big misconception. You should go out into the world, enjoy yourself within the means of the religion, but you can still do sports. There's a lot of things you can do. You can't get caught up on just sitting home and, you know, things you can't, I can't do this, I can't do that, because there's a lot of things that you can do. You can enjoy yourself as long as it's within the means.
So you used to be also a former Christian. Mm-hmm. You accepted Islam. How's it been? Has it been challenging? Have you really gotten to reap? Okay, you just did the fast and you benefited from that. You're praying five times a day. Many people now see you and they say, this guy really looks like a, you know, normal guy. He trains, he works, he's into sports, you know, and you're a Muslim. Tell us your experience with Islam. How's it been so thus far?
For me, the the transition, it wasn't hard. It was pretty easy for me because my family is, my family actually, there are several religions in my family. And there are Muslims in my family. So I knew about the life and I knew about the deen and I knew things that, you know, already that should and shouldn't be done. So it was an easy transition for me. The only difficulties I've had were from other people, you know, with their own misconceptions about Islam and stuff and things like that. But for me, it's been easy. I think for me, this is my religion. It's so easy. Nothing. I started fasting right away. I'm able to make salah, you know, five times a day, inshallah. And everything's come easy for me. But it's just people, you know, that they try to say things and make things a little difficult. But I know that, you know, Allah's greater than anyone that's walking around saying negative things about me. So I don't really think too much about it. So it's been easy.
That's the beautiful thing. When we work to impress and to please our Creator, instead of looking back, because that's what holds a lot of people back from accepting the way of life from the Maker, from the Creator, the Maker of mankind, is the peer pressure, society, what people are going to say now. But I mean, you're doing something that's just in people's nature. You're just worshiping the Creator, not the creation. You stay, you're dieting. What you stay away from alcohol, pork, gambling, mm-hmm. things that are just bad for you anyway.
Right.
What else is your daily routine like?
My daily routine is, it's pretty fixed, and I try to stay with the routine. You know, I wake up, inshallah, in the morning, make salah. You know, get up and do the normal things everybody does. I come in, I try to train as much as I can. And throughout the day, you know, five times a day, I make salah. And it's pretty much just a normal routine, you know, no problems. And that's it.
Beautiful, beautiful. So before we cut out, this is Eid now. This is what we've been waiting for. Now we've fasted this whole month, and it was like a spiritual training ground. You know, at this month, you know, people who came in and they might have, you know, had a lot of bad habits, and now if you can restrain yourself this month to give up, if a person was smoking, if a person was lying, if a person was doing some small sins, major sins, but now they committed and they left it off, hopefully this is going to be something that can carry on, you know, after Ramadan.
Right.
So what advice now do you have for those people who also they feel like some of these things that they're just, they make the excuses, like for instance, salat, prayer, mm-hmm. or for fasting. They make excuses, you know, they're too busy, work, they don't have time for it. And maybe they even born in Muslim families and they're not praying, they're not fasting, but you came over from Christianity, you accepted Islam, the worship of the one God, and now you're doing all these things and you're reaping the benefits, but many, they're just making excuses, mm-hmm. and they're not getting to experience all the good, wonderful things. What advice do you have for them?
The advice that I have to everybody, I've said it before, and it's something that I really believe in, and I always say it. It's just simply just try to hold on to the rope. Hold on to the rope of Allah. When you have difficulties in life, you constantly keep turning back to Allah. Whatever the problem is, you turn back, you try to make salah, you try to read some Quran. You just keep turning back to Allah. Just like picture a rope hanging down from the sky. And anytime you have difficulties, anytime you have any trouble, you just grab the rope and try to climb higher and higher. There'll always be people, always. It doesn't matter if you're doing something good. It doesn't matter if you're doing something bad. It doesn't matter what you're doing. There'll always be people that has something negative to say, always. But you have to look above that, look past that. Continue to try the best you can to be a better person. And just hold on to the rope. I think that's the best advice, simple advice, but it's best. Always turn back to Allah. That's the secret and that's the truth.
And some great advice from our brother James. Stay strong, stay connected with your Creator. Do the good that He wants us to do. You want to have a final salam and Eid Mubarak again to everybody?
Salam alaikum. I want to wish everybody an Eid Mubarak and have fun.
That's right. Thank you again. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more here on The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen
Show.
This is The Deen
Show.
This is The Deen.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
Back here on The Deen Show, we got another treat for you. Another guest here on The Deen Show, Greg P. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Nice to meet you.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
We're finishing up the fast, one of the pillars of Islam. Yes. And you got to experience it again.
Yes, I
How's it been?
Eid Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to be here on the Deen Show with Brother Eddie. Ramadan is going good. It's a beautiful time. I think you can see some of the best of the Muslims during this time.
So you also accepted Islam how long ago?
This was about 7 or 8 years ago.
7 or 8 years ago?
Yeah.
And you actually went down to Medina to study?
Yeah, living overseas, studying in the Muslim lands.
Yeah. So now, many people don't know, a Muslim is simply one who submits to the will of God. Was Jesus a Muslim? Am I lying, or is it true?
Jesus was a Muslim.
And someone says, how was Jesus a Muslim? How's that?
Well, Jesus is a prophet of God. You know, he calls people to worship the one God. I know that there's a lot of debate on the divinity of Jesus and things like that, but... you know, from our perspective, he's a prophet, you know, doesn't share any divinity with God. And
God is God. Jesus is a creation of God.
Right.
And you saw that and you accepted Islam and you started to do the five pillars. Five pillars. One is to declare that there's nothing worthy of worship except the Creator. Muhammad is the final messenger. That would include Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all the preceding messengers. That's what makes someone a Muslim. So you accepted that. Then the prayer, five times a day minimum. Right, God don't need the prayer, but we need it because we need to be conscious of God. And this is that system that he sent. Then the poor due tax, and then the fast.
Fasting.
And what are you starting to see, because you've been doing this for a little bit of a time, are you starting to see some people like, man, why they got to give up food and drink and, you know, all these things?
You see some criticism.
You see the benefits?
You see criticism from some people. You see understanding, and you see personally from doing it yourself, you see the benefits. I mean, from a physical standpoint, obviously there's health benefits, but of course the most important thing is our intention, you know, that we're doing this not because during Ramadan I want to lose 20 pounds, but because this is something that God asked me to do and I'm trying to fulfill my obligations to our Creator. So we have to make sure we have the right intention. It also gives you a perspective because, you know, we're blessed to be living here, you know, to have these comfortable lifestyles. And there are many people in the world that actually don't have this. And things like Ramadan really give you perspective of that this is actually somebody's life daily.
Daily.
You know?
People daily. Are starving daily.
You know, their stomach hurts. Everybody gets the Ramadan, you know, stomach cramps or stomach, you know.
Pangs of hunger.
Yeah, pangs. And that's the reality for some people every day, you know, not just 1 month. So it really is can be a humbling experience, you know.
Definitely, you know, God Almighty says in the verbatim word of God that fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed on those before you. So Jesus fast, all the message, the best of creation fast. They worship only God. And we're continuing that same tradition here with Islam, submission to the will of God. So now we get to see also the wisdom like you just expounded on, you know, so people don't become miserly with their money. They get to experience what it is to be hungry. So now they'd be more prone to help those who are less fortunate, is that right?
It's a, you know, it's an equalizer, it's a way to purify your wealth and, you know, gives you a perspective. You know, because if somebody lives in a certain standard of life, their whole life they're not required to make any sacrifices, they might have a different view of the world. So I think it's a great experience. I know that there are even many, many non-Muslims that during the Ramadan, they actually partake in the fasting, you know, and some may even, you know, go to the prayers. And I definitely encourage brothers and sisters to do that. You know, if you have neighbors or coworkers, you know, during Ramadan, invite them to an iftar, like a family iftar, something where they can be comfortable. You know, it's a great opportunity to give them dawah and, you know, show them this way of life.
You're also involved in martial arts, Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is that right, with Team Rezovic? How's that been going during Ramadan?
It's been going, you know, it's been a little while. I'm a little bit rusty in my training, but, you know, I think if you're smart with what you eat, you know, you're having the suhoor, you know, you're getting sleep at the right time, you're not just, you know, burning yourself out. It's, you know, doing some, you know, some activities, some sports, some martial arts is very good. You know, during Ramadan, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Just got to really get hydrated that early morning before dawn
meal,
you know, and good hydration.
It's not going to be the same type of training that you would, you know, normally. But, you know, doing something is good. You know, having some kind of consistent schedule, even if it's light compared to your normal schedule, it's great. Especially when you can do it with brothers, you know, because everybody's on the same schedule. So you know that after the night prayers, let's go and train for, you know, an hour or half an hour. You know, mm-hmm. then we can eat and you know, it's very a good time to bond with your brothers.
Before we cut out, we did this special episode to wish everybody all over the globe a happy Eid, Ramadan Mubarak. We know this is a struggle. It's a struggle to do good. We know that according to the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that the Jannah, the paradise, is surrounded by undesirable things, yeah, hardships. And the hellfire is surrounded by, you know, the other things that, yeah, you know, of desire, the easy things. So this is one of those things that some people from the outside, they don't want to do. You don't want to do it, right? But it's one of those things that it's good for you. The prayer is good for you. The fasting is good for you. So now, what do you have? What advice do you have for those people who are going towards the bad things? And what do we say is surrounded by? That's what the hellfire is surrounded by. So we don't want to have our brothers or any of us enter the hellfire. We want to get to Jannah. So what advice do you have for people who are going towards the nightclubs and drugs and fornication and, you know, all the bad things?
Yeah.
Instead of the good things.
This life is a test. And the trick is that we have to consistently remind ourselves. You know, we may know it's a test, but if we're not reminding ourselves and we're not around people who are reminding us, it's easy to fall into bad habits, to get into the wrong crowd. But if you're with your brothers, they're going to check you, you know, they're going to, whoa, you know, we're not having any of that funny business, you know. And that's why it's really important for communities, for organizations, you know, just for you as an individual Muslim, you know, to do what you can to help your brothers out. You know, to help your sisters out, you know, even help the, you know, your non-Muslim friends out, you know, by giving them da'wah and showing them this way of life. And one of the best forms of da'wah is to personify that, you know. So you have many people, many Muslims these days, I know, unfortunately, they're caught up in the Western lifestyle, the, you know, this hedonistic lifestyle. And we just have to remember that life is short, you know. And sure, we can have these things now, but in the end, is it worth it? You know, was that worth it to go to that club and, you know, engage in these illicit activities when you can have the same pleasures the right way? You know, the way that is going to be beneficial for your life and also is going to be, you know, pleasing to your Lord, you know, God willing. So I encourage my brothers and sisters, you know, please try to have good company, be in good company. You know, Ramadan shouldn't be a time where you stop bad things just to start them again when Ramadan stops. I know this is a big, you know, trend with many people. They're gung-ho during Ramadan, and as soon as it ends, they go all the way back. This is not what we want to do. You know, we want to leave Ramadan, you know, one more step forward, hoping that we get to the next Ramadan to make one more step.
That's so true. You know? You don't want to now give up. Let's say a person gave up alcohol just to go back to alcohol, gave up cigarettes during this month. And if you could stay away from alcohol or drugs or fornication this month for a whole month, that proves that you can stay away for good.
Yeah, and you know, we believe that our Creator will open a way for us.
Yeah.
You know, if we stop doing the bad and we start striving towards the good, Allah will open up doors for us. And I've experienced that personally. I'm sure that you have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do the good, be good, and God will open doors of good. That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We have another
Eddie.
Guest coming up. Hopefully he's in the studio. We're going to get him. Oh, here he goes. He's on surprise attack here. So we'll be right back with our next guest. Wishing you a happy Eid. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak, everybody.
Eid Mubarak, everybody.
Is your boss driving you crazy? Are you just living from paycheck to paycheck, party to party, and everything is just getting tiring, it's getting played out, and you're asking yourself, what's this all about? What's the purpose? Many people don't reflect on why am I here? You're born to die, and then what do you got in between? It's a big drama. Some days are good, some days are bad. Some days you're sick, some days you're sad.
We might not make it to 85 years old. We might not make it till tomorrow. And this is something that we need to think about. The lights will go on after the party, and the party will end. And you will be.
من يجيب العبد أبدى السوء أو وارى ومن يجزي على المعروف.
Eid Mubarak to everybody. We got another brother, peace be with you. Wishing everybody a happy Eid. How was your Ramadan?
It was awesome. Can't complain. The only thing is the first few days were the roughest. But like anything in life, the change, you know, the first few days were the hardest. But other than that, after the first few days, it got easier.
You adapted to it?
You adapt to it.
Yeah. And you made it?
Exactly.
Do you feel you're better now than when you started?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course.
You were talking about before we wanted to bring as many people on that we could find now to wish everybody a happy Eid. And you're also a professor of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is that right?
Yes, underneath you.
So tell us, now, you mentioned something about friends. Because we want people, if you've been this month leaving off the bad company, we want people to stay with good company because birds of a feather flock together. And you said something in the same...
Basically, something that we tell our students is that you are the five people you hang out with the most. So if you hang out with one guy, a few other people, and you basically get a little bit of everyone you hang out with. So do your best. If you have someone that's negative, most likely he's gonna be a time vampire. He's gonna be that guy coming to you, hanging out with you, and start talking about negativity. So I'm really big on like not to hang out with negative people, because those people start talking about problems and they bring you down with you, and it's before you know it, 1 hour went by and you just wasted an hour talking about nonsense.
How about
it's problems.
Yeah. How about people who are trying to get you to smoke weed, go to the bars?
Exactly.
You know, hooking up with this person and that person. What do you think about that?
I actually was, I used to be in that lifestyle, and I had to put it like this. There is no, still be friends with them and this and that. You just got to cut them off. You just got to let them go, because before you know it, You're human, and you're gonna give in to your temptations. So you gotta, you know, whoever's around you that's negative, that's, you know, talking nonsense or going partying and doing all the other stuff, keep them away, because they'll hold you down. You want to get to the top. You want to get to heaven. You want to keep climbing, and whoever's holding you down, negative or anything like that, keep them away from you. That's it.
Very good advice. Tell us, you're a professor in Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Has this also helped you, and do you encourage people to get involved in martial arts, in self-defense, you know, in physical activities?
My advice, basically, is go train Gracie Jiu-Jitsu if you had a chance, because it's the only martial art that basically pushes your limits, pushes you. It basically builds up your confidence where you don't care to fail, because, you know, part of being successful is failing. People say, oh, I got tapped out, I got this. I got choked, triangled, armbarred, submitted so many times. The only difference between me and the other guy that's a lower belt is that I did a lot more tapping and failing until I got to my black belt.
Before we go, that's great advice. Tell us, you're very busy also teaching at multiple academies. Do you have time now? And for the person who makes excuses, I have no time, I'm so busy. But you make the time for your prayer, for your salah, for the connection with the Creator. Is that right? How do you fit that in with all this busy lifestyle you have?
Yes, it's only a couple minutes. Take it out, a couple minutes out the day, five times a day.
Does that help you stay connected, you know, with this whole rat race of life? When you make that prayer, does that help you stay focused now, not to get too consumed with the material world?
Yes, because you get caught up in this, like you said, the rat race, and sometimes you get stressed out or whatever the case is, and then you go back to reality, like, man, this is, I'm not bringing this money with me, or we're just travelers. So don't forget that this life is too short.
Right.
I could be gone tomorrow. So
that's right, yeah. So, okay, last closing comments, advice. Eid Mubarak, you want to send everybody another Eid Mubarak?
Eid Mubarak to all the Muslims in the world. And not yet Muslims, try it out. You know, log on to the Deen Show and make sure to, if you have a Facebook, guys, if you're Muslims, have a Facebook, make sure you like our statuses and share our things, because you never know. That one person that you shared one of our videos to, Eddie's videos actually, you never know. That person might change and end up becoming Muslim. And then you reap the rewards of everything that person has learned from your share. I think that's right. I don't know if that makes sense.
So like us on Facebook,
Twitter,
and follow us on Twitter.
And one last thing, I want you guys to put pause right now. Press pause. Wait, hold on. Don't put pause yet. Go subscribe. If you have a YouTube, subscribe to Eddie's YouTube channel.
The Deen Show.
With the Deen Show TV?
Yes.
Subscribe right now. Pause. Good. Go do it. Go do it right now. Don't say tomorrow. Do it now.
That's right. And he's right. Everyone has the potential to submit to the will of God, to submit to the Creator. That's what a Muslim is, one who does the will of their Maker. So, yes, if you are one who shares some of our programs and someone accepts this way of life, that all the messengers of God live, and they start praying and doing good and being good, you get the reward without diminishing any from them. That's right.
Make sure to share the videos you like. Don't go 2 months without sharing. Try to share it a few times a month. And invite people. Subscribe.
Thank you very much for being with us. We'll be right back. Peace. And thank you for joining us on this special episode. Ramadan is over. We got Eid right now. Happy Eid to everyone all over the globe. This month was a spiritual training ground for us to be better human beings. So the bad habits that we got rid of during Ramadan, we don't want to go back to them. So if you were used to smoking, if you were used to drinking, not praying, and now you were praying this month, you established the prayer, you were leaving off alcohol, you gave up the girlfriend or the boyfriend, and now it's counterproductive, now you're going to go back to that. No, you don't want to go back to that. You want to stay on track because death is a reality, like we always mention, and we can die tomorrow. The Creator says in the Quran, O you who believe, have consciousness of your Lord, fear your Lord. And do not die except in a state of submission to Him. So you don't want to get caught in the nightclub and death reaches you and then it's finished. Bye-bye. So you've did a wonderful thing. We've done a wonderful thing. We fasted this month for the pleasure of our Creator. And let's stay on track. Live in Islam, submission to the will of God, to the Maker of mankind, doing good, being good. And for those people who are watching that Deen Show, and you like what we got to say, and you want to worship the Creator, not His creation. You want to do good. You want to get to paradise, because His life is short. Give us a call at this number, 1-800-662-ISLAM. So that's it for this episode of the Deen Show. We started with peace, because we're people of peace. And happy Eid. Eid Mubarak to everybody all over the globe, from my family to yours. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.